watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball. While it was great, apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the water, I was scared half to death. While it was great.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Is your Wells Fargo
write
always
it off.
Yeah, I'm always in overdraft
write
mode.
It off.
Yeah, I love Wells Fargo. They have I spend more money on overdraft fees than I do on
oh my gosh.
On anything else.
SunTrust was bad too. They've now turned to another bank, Truist or something, but yeah, they had really
they're
bad.
One of our sponsors. For that matter, I've never met a straight or a gay man. A gay woman that has not put effort into attracting the
exactly,
sex, or
no.
At least thought about it.
I know. You can't just
yeah. Like. As a matter of fact, it's the guys who get the least of it that put the most effort in.
Hey, babe, I was hoping I could come over, cook you some food, and we could talk about the garden again.
Sorry, Adam, I'm having another child. I'm in labor.
That's strange. You look fine yesterday.
I'm one of those people. I didn't know I was pregnant. I'm going to be on TLC. I'll be filming for a couple months.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. Or your money back, go to the tcbpodcast.com website to collect your winnings.
Ding, ding, ding.
I feel like we need one of those.
We do.
One of those obnoxious horns. Funny story. I was at the conference the other day, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not funny and funny at the same time. The good people at Lemonada Media. Lemonada Media has advertised on our show before. They got a great series of podcasts started
yes.
by two girls who wanted to have real conversations about real things that are happening in life.
Right.
So I believe that one of the founders,
unlike us,
who want to do the exact opposite. We want to avoid any kind
right.
of reflection yeah. or self-awareness whatsoever. It hurts on the inside. So one of the girls, I believe, at Lemonada Media started this company when it was either her husband or her father passed away.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
You get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they give a whole talk at Podcast Movement on death, dealing with serious issues on podcasts like death. Okay? You ready?
Yes.
All right. Now, there's a jackhole in the expo center that's sitting right outside the conference room that's got, he's selling some kind of shit. And I don't know what it is, but I'm just going to call it shit.
Okay.
Because it's shit. Because of what he was doing. He had one of those, like, turntables. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yeah.
And one of the noises
and
he
microphone?
Had. And a microphone.
Two turntables and a microphone.
He had one of those buttons that made that noise.
No, and he was doing it?
The entire fucking presentation.
Oh, God.
So these poor girls are up there talking about, you know, death and, you know, loneliness and survivorship and all this, like really serious stuff that I actually kind of
yeah.
wanted to hear about. And every 5 minutes, it was.
Like you're in the club?
Like I was in the club. I mean, I was not. Most definitely not in the club. That was later on that night. I was in the club.
Right.
Then it was appropriate. But during this poor girl's, during this panel, it was awful, Chrissy.
Some
it
of those was, noise things yeah. can be very annoying.
All of those noise things can
yeah.
be annoying.
Unless we're doing them.
So you might notice that we sound just a little tad bit different today, and that is because Chrissy and I have decided that... Okay, shut up. Shut up.
It's on repeat.
It is on repeat. Chrissy and I, since the day we started this podcast, have hamstrung this entire operation.
Oh, yeah.
With bad wiring, duct tape. Literally duct tape.
Literally.
We have things that are electrical in here that don't work, so we just duct tape them together, and now they work. And we just pray that it doesn't move.
I know.
This studio might look good on camera, but it's really a piece of shit on the inside.
Yeah,
it's
you can't
like
see
me.
Them behind
yeah,
the scenes.
It's like me. I might look good, but on the inside, I'm a hot mess. But we decided, I just want to address this, not because I want to show off our new microphones, which are beautiful and wonderful.
They are very sleek.
But I want to address the fact that over the last 6 or 7 episodes, we may have had deteriorating audio
oh my
on our
God,
microphones.
The popping.
The popping and the noises and the thump thumps and all that stuff. So if that's what you've heard over the last couple of episodes, I really apologize. There was nothing I could do about it. I tried during the editing session to take care of it, but nothing worked. So over the weekend, we bit off on a big capital expenditure, giving ourselves really nice microphones. So if we actually sound like real podcasters now, it's because
that's why
we decided to take the time.
I love them so much.
I used the corporate credit card, also known as my Wells Fargo card, that's in overdraft mode right now. Is your Wells Fargo?
I write it off.
Yeah, I'm always in overdraft
mode.
Write it
off.
Yeah, I love Wells Fargo. They have. I spend more money on overdraft fees than I do on.
Oh my gosh.
On anything else.
SunTrust was bad too. They've now turned to another bank, Truist or something. But yeah, they had really.
They're one of our sponsors.
Fee. Well, hopefully with this new company, they're not as bad.
Truist, the best Truist. Overdraft fees in town. We've got the
highest yield. They get the highest yield.
Come to Truist when you just can't keep a bank balance.
Please.
I took Nico.
Okay.
Nico's got this weeping eye.
Ghost. A little ghosty.
The ghost dog. Nico the ghost dog has a weeping eye. Of course, that's what you expect a dead dog to have, right? A weeping eye. And so he's white. He's a Maltese. So he's white with long hair, not fur, but hair. So he does not shed. And that hair grows all over his face and around his eyes. And he's got this one weeping eye, and it just collects this black organic mass every couple of weeks. And if you try, and the times that I take him in the shower and I try and get it off, he just bites me with his gums and growls at me. Doesn't hurt. It's just scary because he'll snap at you, right?
He does.
You're like, ah. So I take him to. You got to go to the PetSmart.
Yeah, you got to go professional.
Yeah, they have a whole. They have a harness they can put him in. Basically, they can strap him down to the gurney. Sir, is your dog alive? I'm pretty sure. But if it dies while it's here, won't be your fault.
Right.
So I took him to PetSmart, and we're getting in the car. I know Nico, and I know for fucking sure. Anytime that I open that front door, that back door, Nico has to go to the bathroom.
And he's old.
He's old, and he's he's now like running into the glass door. Like if I open the sliding glass door, he'll come back, but he's trying to get inside, but the door's not open. He'll run into the door.
Yeah.
If he's outside in the backyard and I call his name, he like looks up in the tree. He's staring at the birds.
Who's that?
Yeah. Ooh, I think somebody just called my name. What's my name? That bird's talking to me. So I know that he's going to go to the bathroom, and it's only a 15-minute drive to the damn PetSmart. So I open the door, and I let him out, and he goes to the bathroom in the yard.
Good boy.
Good boy, Nico. Good boy. Put him in the car.
Unlike Blue, who does not go to the bathroom in the yard.
Blue goes to the bathroom wherever the fuck Blue
wants to.
Yeah, Blue will literally take a shit in front of you while you're staring at her, telling her not to
take
a shit.
I've noticed this.
Yeah. She's an asshole. That dog is such an asshole. Even my father-in-law is like, the dog's an asshole. He doesn't even speak English.
I know.
He knows one sentence, and it's Blue's an asshole. So Nico and I get in the car, and then we're driving down the street. And then Nico starts whining. And he's always whining about something. So I'm like, Nico, just, it's okay. We're going to be there in a few minutes, but don't worry about it. Louder and louder. And I'm just turning the radio up every time he does it because I'm like, okay, I get it. You don't want to be in the car or whatever's wrong, you know? And then I can smell something and he starts like scampering around the back seat of the car. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Nico, you got bad gas or is that your breath or what's going on there?
It could be anything.
Yeah, because his breath is pretty rancid. And then I look back at a stoplight and there is shit all over the back of the car, all over the back of Nico, all up and down his paws, all in his fur. It's everywhere. He has taken a dump on the back seat, and it's a bench seat, leather bench seat, and he has slidden from one side of the car to the other, just wiping himself in the shit Chrissy.
Well, good thing you were on the way to go get cleaned up.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, now I got to bring the damn dog into PetSmart looking like that. These people, like, between his eye and the shit all over him, these people are like, what kind of parents are you?
What home is that?
I felt like I was going to get defects called on me or something. I was so mortified. And if you know me, you know that I am not a pee-pee-poo-poo kind of guy.
I know.
I don't even want to go to the bathroom myself. Like, that's how disgusted I am by pee-pee or poo-poo or puke. It just is not my thing. I can handle blood and guts and all that other stuff. But this between the smell and the thought of shit, it just is not for me. It drives me fucking up a wall. So now I'm stuck in a car.
So now you've got, hold on, let's analyze this for a second.
Yeah.
So you have two children.
Yes.
Small children.
That run around shitting all over the place.
That pee-pee and poo-poo all the time.
That's right.
One more on the way. And then you've got two dogs.
And then I've got two dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I got two dogs. One that's just a shithead and one that's gotten senile. Okay. And now... wants to have nothing to do with going outside. Right. Now he's scared to go outside. Like, he won't. He just goes to, you know, he just starts peeing in the house. But anyway, so there's shit all over the place, Chrissy. So now I gotta take him. I gotta walk him into PetSmart because there's nothing I can do. Yeah. There's no amount of McDonald's napkin that's gonna clean that up. That's right. There's no amount of greasy.
I needed some the other day, and I was surprised we had some in there still. I'm like, God, I must have really shoved a big wad of those in.
I've noticed at Starbucks they've just given up and they just put a big stack on top of the counter. They're like, whatever, they don't care. There's no amount of
paper napkins. There's that nothing. That up.
No, you're gonna have to go literally. You're going to have to go through the car wash with the windows open. That's probably the best right. the best solution to this. But I take him inside, and the people in the store are like, because he is full of fucking shit. Jeez. And he smells like fucking shit. And so
PetSmart kind of smells like shit too, though.
Well, PetSmart smells like shit because all the dogs poop on the ground. They literally have a dog pooping station on every aisle, right? One time Nico pooped it waiting for the groomer. And the store had just opened, and so like this guy was walking by with a PetSmart, you know, frock on or whatever the fuck they wear. And I was like, "Hey, I'm sorry, my dog pooped. Do you have some cleaning supplies?" And in thinking that what he was going to say, not hoping, but thinking what he might say is, "Don't worry about it. Happens all the time.
Right?
I got it. We'll take care of it. Yeah. No, he said, "There's a dog poop cleaning station on the end of each aisle. So just go get this stuff. Go clean it up yourself." Fair enough. By the way, fair enough.
Fair enough. Yes.
So I take him into PetSmart, and then I got to take him into that little room, that little waiting room for where you get your grooming. And I just didn't even know what to say to these people. So the girl comes out. She's got 15 piercings. Her hair is streak pink. You know, sweetest lady in the world. But she is looking at me like I am the world's biggest fucktard. Yeah. Like I am
You're
abusing
living in
my
squalor.
That's right. And she was like, "Is this Nico?" And I'm like, "This is." And she goes, "What happened to Nico?" I was like, "Oh, he just shit in the car. It was crazy." And she goes, "No, I mean his face. Yeah. What's going on with his face?"
Like, I see this shit all the time.
Yeah, I see this shit all the time. It's his face.
The face.
And I was like, "Oh, he's got a weeping eye." And she's like, "It weeps that bad? You don't take a little water and clean it out?" She's like giving me a lecture there at the front.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "I don't need a lecture, lady." What I can't say is I don't do it because he bites me. Because if I say that, then I'm never getting him in for an appointment again.
True.
They're not going to take a dog that bites him, right? So the lady gets down.
It's just a gummy bite.
I know. It's just a gummy. It's a nummy. What do they call that? Like a nummy? I go, "Hey, then they got to do like a 5-point inspection of the dog." It's like right there in the front. It says, "We do a 5-point inspection of your dog before we bring him back."
Okay.
To check all the things.
Fair
like
enough.
Nails, you know, hair, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets down to do her 5-point inspection. And the first thing that Nico does is bite her. That's the first thing that he does. She goes to grab his face and he just snaps right on her.
Oh.
And luckily she was cool about it. I do have to give her props. She was cool about it. She's like, "This happens all the time. Don't worry about it." And she goes, "I didn't even feel anything." And I'm like,
he doesn't have teeth.
He's a corpse that walks around my house. Anyway.
He speaks to dead people.
I took the car to the car wash. And you know what? The people at the car wash were nice enough to get in there. This is like one of those self do-it-yourself car washes that I have a subscription to, you know, like an auto draft thing. You just take your car whenever you want to.
Right.
And the guy got in there, the owner of the place, got in the back seat and cleaned the shit up himself.
Now that is some customer service.
Isn't that amazing? He was like, "Let me do it, dude." Because I pulled up to the little gate. He's always, if he's there, he's always standing there, you know. Hey, Mr. Green. Hey, what's going on, man? I got like.
He knows you have two kids and two dogs, too.
This is not the first time he's had to clean up Nico's shit. And I go, "Hey, man, listen, I got a bad one. Like, the dog shit in the car. It's all over. It's in the seat. It's in the creases.
It's
everywhere.
The creases and crevices."
Yeah, I know. And he was like, he goes, "Just pull up to the side here and I'll help you take care of it." And he came back with like a hazmat fucking
suit. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So. He's like, "I'm not talking to dog shit either." Poor guy. I mean,
the Walter White gloves.
Yeah, like
the meth, cooking meth. the rubber gloves that are that thick.
When my kids shit in their pants, I do the same thing. So a couple of days ago, there was an accident with one of the kids, right? Pee pee poo poo, pee pee poo poo, pee pee poo poo. And I thought they had to go pee pee poo poo. So I bring, I'm not going to name which child because I think they're getting old enough where I don't want to embarrass them.
Right.
So I put the child on the toilet, right? Or I pull the pants down and put them on the toilet. And I don't see anything at first, but then I go to take the pants down to the bottom and poop just starts flying out of the pants. And I'm like, fucking disgusting. I am haunted by poop, Chrissy.
You are.
It follows me around this house.
Oh, I remember my sister, too, with hers. Hers are both now potty trained, but, I mean, she was like, I'm fucking having a huge party. both of them are potty trained.
Get out of diapers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When Matias got out of diapers, I'm telling you what, it was a day.
It's a celebratory.
It doesn't mean it's the end of shit in pants.
No,
it's,
that's true.
Yeah, it happens. They don't know how to control their bowels quite yet, right? And so they think it's a fart, and there's a whole fucking log in there. It's just a thing. So anyway, I realized quickly, as you know, poop is just flying down his leg and out of the shorts and all this everything, that this is not, he does not, doesn't have to go poo poo.
He has
gone poo poo.
Yes, it's happened.
So I'm like, okay, all right. And you know, just because Astrid's pregnant, for those of you who don't know, Astrid's pregnant, we're expecting our third. And I'm like, okay, let me clean this up. She's, poor girl's pregnant.
Did you just pause there for a second because your life flashed before your
eyes.
Yes,
my life flashed before. The way we were, scattered pictures in the corner of my mind, misty watered colored memories of when I got some sleep. We used to go out like adults and hang out at night. Now we're in bed by 7:15 early.
I know.
And we're lucky to do that without a fight.
Right.
Fucking children scattered all over my house. Two dead dogs and a lot of shit.
Yeah,
I can't get rid of.
You're just in it now.
Yeah,
dive on in.
Why not? The water is warm.
Put on the gloves and dive in.
Now they outnumber us. Now they're going to outnumber us. Well, somebody told me, you have one, it's the center of your attention.
Yes.
You have two, right? And that's now it's one-on-one. It's one-on-one basketball. You have three, they're going to raise themselves because it's just like a pack of wolves. It doesn't matter.
I was one of three. You were
one
of four.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we know.
Oh, yeah. My mom literally went crazy trying to ride.
My mom did, too.
She spent half her life in an institution after we turned 15. So I say to myself, okay, you know, Astrid's pregnant. Let me get out the gloves and I'll clean the poop up myself, right? And it's like, where is the appropriate place to clean out poop? You don't know. You know, you don't want to put it in your, certainly not your kitchen sink.
Yeah.
You know, so you take it to the kids' sink. But I go and I put on those two big, like, rubber gloves. Two rubber gloves. And I wash it out. And then I come back with the rubber. I wash the rubber gloves with the soap. And then I go into the kitchen and my mother-in-law is standing there. And I put the rubber gloves on the corner of the sink, right, to dry out.
Yes.
My mother-in-law about had a fucking conniption fit. Ay, Dios mío. Ay, da poop, poop, beep, beep, poop, poop. And I'm like, what? And she's speaking in this like quick Spanish. And Astrid's like, did you just take the shit gloves and put them in the kitchen sink? And I'm like, yeah, but I cleaned the shit gloves. She's like, you don't put shit gloves in the kitchen sink. I cleaned them. I swear to God, I did.
Oh my God.
No good deed goes unpunished.
That's true. This is true.
Speaking of good deeds going unpunished. We have been having a hell of a time with a guy named what we've referred to as Adam the Liar.
Yes.
And the reason why we call him Adam the Liar is because we're now on our third video, so we'll consider this a week of Adam the Liar. And I really think Adam the Liar might just be a tad bit better than Frankie B, actually.
He really has some crazy advice.
So just you can go back and watch the last two episodes or listen to the last two episodes. But the first episode, we meet Adam, and he's giving us advice on how to make our social media profiles more attractive by basically lying about who we are and what we look like. Mm-hmm. That was his exact advice.
Grab your friends that have a professional camera.
That's
pay
right.
them $50.
Why not?
Because they really want to do that.
Yeah, the only thing, they're
your
living
friends
their life.
That
for you to take pictures of.
Your social media.
They want to make you look better on your social media posts.
Yeah, you know, and then you post them. That was second.
You got to fill out your about us.
About you.
And people who put the real
information
are boring. Video number two was probably the craziest we've seen so far.
I can't even believe it. Still, I was thinking about it after we recorded it.
Cannot fathom. I listened to the episode and I was just like, I'm just amazed at what we just heard. So he was telling us how to get out of the friend zone. And he had a 5-step formula and we had to follow the formula exactly.
Point by point.
He tells you that at the beginning of the video. He says you cannot skip a step in this 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was move as far away
to another
country for as long as possible.
Yeah, I mean, at least a year. But if you can only go on like
a 4 or 5 month vacation.
Then it's just not going to work as well.
He told you to move away from your home.
Yes.
Uproot your life.
Go take a course is what he said.
Yeah, go take a course. Change who you are completely.
You know? Yeah, yes. Go get there. Right. Transform yourself.
Transform yourself.
Completely change. Gay to straight. Straight to gay, blonde to brown.
Jew to Christian.
Right,
the whole nine
just
yards.
Go opposite.
Go the opposite. And this is all in pursuit of getting...
was just step three.
Of getting dicked down by your friend.
Right?
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Step four then was to not communicate as much, which
that's
just
right.
meant every other day instead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you had to post.
You had to post.
Post on your social media, of course.
Post about everything that you're doing to make him or her jealous.
Jealous, yeah.
And then...
So they specifically cyberstalk you.
Yeah, that's right. So they cyberstalk you. Then step five was as soon as you
and
get back into town.
And the finale of the whole thing.
Take them out bowling.
Yeah, when you get back, reconnect. Don't reconnect right away, but reconnect. And then ask them to go bowling.
Ask them to go bowling. Or, you know, escape room.
Yeah.
Because that's always the most romantic gesture you could make is... Take her to a place where she's going to be shitting
tied
herself.
Up and trying to figure out how to get out of a kidnap situation.
So we got I figured we just round out a week of Adam because there's just this guy has got hundreds of videos we can get into, and I've just been picking a few. But I feel like we found our new muse at the commercial break.
Yeah.
Adam the Liar. Hey, cats and kittens, welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, you are the best part of the commercial break, and Chrissy and I want to include you even more. So do us a favor, hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places, either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there, or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Commercials. Am I right? But for a lot of us independent creators, it pays the bills and it keeps the content coming free and frequently to you. So do us a favor. Take a listen to our sponsors, and if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. That lets the sponsors that financially support us know that we're doing our job. Therefore and to for, you are financially supporting us. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag, and you'll forever be known in our hearts as the human who said they love the commercial break out loud to other people. At the commercial break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. The videos are edited with a lot of love, care, and extra comedy. So after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Mint Mobile. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, I've learned one thing and one thing only. There's always a catch. And when I first heard about Mint Mobile offering premium wireless service that starts at just $15 a month, I thought exactly that. What is the catch? But there isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they are the first wireless company to sell service only online. They cut out all the expensive cost of fancy retail stores, and they pass those sweet savings directly onto us. I've mentioned on the show that my in-laws from Venezuela come a couple months in the summer and then a couple months during the holidays, and there's a huge expense to them coming, and that's getting them wireless service while they're here. So this summer, we just plugged in the Mint Mobile SIM card, and wham bam, we have wireless service, unlimited text, unlimited talk, unlimited data, and the quality is just as good as our big carrier. And Mint Mobile gives you the best rate, whether you're buying for one or your entire family. And at Mint Mobile, families start at just 2 lines, not 4. All plans, every one of them, come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. This is dirt cheap service, and it's just as good as the big carrier you're using right now. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. And thank you, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of the commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So without further ado, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And Adam's got some advice for us on how, on why he's not never been afraid of someone stealing his girlfriend. So let's take
good.
A listen.
Let's see what gems.
As if we have not seen it before, we'll do this. Here we go. Here's
let's
Adam
see
the
what
liar.
Gems he has in store, and also just to reiterate that he has the worst stock video.
Well, the guy has a YouTube channel. I don't get this. The guy has a YouTube channel, and he's basically, you know, there's a couple types of YouTube channels, but there's one that is just point of view, right? It's him talking to the camera, telling you what he thinks. It's not unusual to use stock photography or video in these. Particular types of videos. But Adam is guilty of the most overuse of stock photography and video that I have ever seen in my entire life.
Too.
Not to mention the cheesy fucking music he puts behind
him.
It's horrible. This might be why he has 500 views on it.
Probably.
I probably shouldn't throw glass stones.
He might have skipped his own steps along the way.
True story.
I am very, very, very rarely worried about a guy moving in and trying to take one of the women that I'm dating.
Very, 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 very,
very
rarely.
Very, very, very rarely.
let me
it's almost
say very,
never
very,
happened
very,
to me in my entire life. I am the world's most interesting man.
Amorous, I date multiple women.
Oh, wait, let's go back there because we think we missed something that's very important in Adam's life. Here we go.
Women that I'm dating. I'm polyamorous. I date.
Polyamorous.
Of course you are. Of course he is. Polyamorous.
Well, with that velvet shirt, crushed velvet shirt he's wearing, he's got to be crushing it with
do you
the
know
ladies.
What polyamorous means to Adam? It means all of his girlfriends are cheating on him.
Yeah.
That's like, what it means.
Are he's dating more than one woman?
No, one
woman?
No, it means his girlfriends are dating other people.
Yeah.
And he just pretends like it's cool with
them. Oh, right, right. Yeah,
that's right. See what I'm getting at?
Yes.
Took her a minute. It's Monday. We're just trying.
Multiple women, and there are constantly other men orbiting, trying to get into the relationship. And you know, most of the time,
I like my women. Guys circling around,
like sharks.
Hey, I need to get into that relationship.
You know why the guys are circling around? Because they're like that girl's with that douchebag.
Right.
Easy pickings.
They want me, right? I want them to spend most of their time with me simply because I am incredibly, focused on giving the women that I date my time. I want to put a ton of effort into them and I want to make sure that's received. But
oh, I bet you do, Adam. I bet there's lots of weird ways you show people.
Right.
Hey, honey, it's me, Adam, and I thought I'd come over.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's this?
It's Adam.
Oh, the guy from the bar last night?
That's right. I thought I'd come over and drop off a few pieces of clothing. I'm putting step one into how to get your girl to be your girlfriend. Drop off clothing at her house.
And a toothbrush.
Maybe a toothbrush. I have a Tesla. Can I plug in? No problem.
There are other guys that are going to try and make a move. And, you know, there's not really much that I can do about it. If one of the women was like, hey, you know, I really want to go and see this other
person.
Hey,
I really don't want to see you anymore.
There's not too much you can do about it. Now, I get what he's saying here. Like, okay, you know, everyone has free will. There's not too much you can do about it.
Yeah.
But is that something you really think about? Like, I don't think about that with Astrid. I don't think about, well, she's just going to run off with someone else. Not too much I can do about that. Maybe I could have a conversation about fidelity. I don't know. That's why polyamory is nothing but trouble, Chrissy. It's a slippery slope. Yes. That's right.
Like stand on to argue about it.
Oh, so I bet you do have a leg to stand on. That big third leg of yours, Adam.
Absolutely understand. But likewise, when I was going out and trying to meet women back in the day.
Back in the day.
Last Tuesday. Last time I was single. Back Monday afternoon. Back in the day. What a douche.
Sometimes I'll be talking to a woman in a bar and then another guy comes up and tries to talk to her. And a lot of guys in these situations will get very, very nervous or concerned about, you know, the person leaving them.
Pictures of me like biting their nails.
Yeah. Nervous. I just met this girl. What happens if she breaks up with me? If you meet a girl at the bar, yeah. Are you really that concerned about her leaving you?
No.
You know why? You just met this girl at a bar. Doesn't matter. It's the game. It's what you play. You don't even know if she likes you.
No.
It makes no sense.
Most of the time, that doesn't affect me in the same way, simply because I know.
Simply because I am Superman. I don't know if you've noticed.
I'm wearing this crushed velvet
dress. I'm wired differently than everybody else. I'm Adam the Liar.
Most guys are missing one thing. They don't like putting effort in. And I know it sounds crazy, but the
I do not know a single straight man that does not want to put effort in to getting laid.
Right.
I do not know one. I have never met one. I've never met someone that's like,
Yeah.
Sex.
It happens. It happens. Not much I can do about
it. Chicks, man. They fall onto your cock. Cool. Otherwise, I'm not getting involved. It's too much effort. I don't know what all the fuss is about. Pussy, not for me. I mean, honestly, for that matter, I've never met a straight or a gay man, a gay woman, that has not put effort into attracting the opposite sex, or at least thought about it.
I know, you can't just
As a matter of fact, it's the guys who get the least of it that put the most effort in. We have a friend. I know you know who I'm talking about. I won't say his name out loud. He was a friend from way back in the day. And the guy was just a loser in love. I mean, yeah, I know you do. He could not for the life of him score at all. And it was almost like he was a repellent to women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember a couple times, like, I'd be at the bar with him and some girl that he liked. And I'd end up going home with
that girl.
Because it was just, not because I was a dick, but because he'd be like, oh, I'm not going to get her anyway. Just go ahead and take her. But I've never.
Nothing I can do about it.
Nothing I can do about it. I've never met someone who put in more effort into getting women. And even though it didn't work.
Yeah.
I think Adam here he's making shit up again.
People put in effort.
Of course they do. The
average guy out there just doesn't want to put anywhere near the amount of effort in to get a woman. What most guys will do, and this is the thing that actually frustrates me, is they'll put a lot of effort in at the beginning to try and prove they're interested, and then that effort disappears. And actually, this is.
Hey, babe, thanks for the blowjob last night. I'm just a little too tired to do anything else about it, though, so I don't know. Yeah, I haven't let you go. I guess there's nothing else to say. Ciao!
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Something I got to see with my ex that I separated from a little while ago where...
here we go.
The ex he separated with.
Here we go.
He got to see it firsthand. Yeah,
the ex he separated with a little while ago.
Yeah, Adam was putting in all the effort.
Adam's putting in all the effort.
Another guy's orbited.
That's right.
Orbited.
They circled around like a
vulture.
That's right. Like a flock of vultures and picked his women off. Nothing had nothing to do with Adam.
No.
Adam's perfectly lovely.
And he couldn't do anything about it.
He couldn't do anything about it. Yeah. Even though he's Adam the Liar. He couldn't do anything about it. But it's inevitable this guy was... Like, I bet if we watch a lot of his videos, just like Frankie B, the real story comes out.
Of
like,
course.
Hurt, broken, you know, I got dumped, and so now I started this channel about how not to get dumped.
Yes.
Or now I'm polyamorous, so it doesn't hurt my feelings as much when somebody else sleeps with my girlfriend.
Right.
To see with my ex that I separated from a little while ago, where there was a guy that was putting in a ton of effort to try and get with her, and...
He was literally dicking her down every time I wasn't around. They were having so much sex. He was putting in a ton of effort. Hey, Adam. What's up, man?
We're busy in here.
Sorry about riding your girlfriend. Just putting in a little bit of effort, bud. You know how it goes. You said you were polyamorous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
cool, man. You don't mind if I cuckold your girl here for a minute, do you?
part of the reason why we decided to separate is because she wanted to explore a relationship right. with this yes, person.
That's
called
make sense.
Cheating.
But, you know, if you're polyamorous, though, then and somebody wants to explore, isn't that
that's
what
the whole fucking point.
Is?
Yeah, that's the whole fucking point.
Yeah, you don't
point.
Break up.
Yeah, you don't break up. That's like, oh. That's what you bargained for.
Yeah.
Isn't that the, as you like that, right? That's the thing?
Yes.
It's like polyamory is something. I think the young kids, right? I see a lot of, I read a lot about, and I see a lot on Instagram and other places, the kids, they're getting into this polyamory thing, right? Yeah. Monogamy, you know, every, we had this when we were growing up too, you know, animals aren't monogamous, it's blah, 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 it's not meant to be that way. And maybe monogamy is not for everybody. There are a couple of people where I clearly understand
and
it.
And by the way, there are monogamous animals.
Yes. Yeah, there's a few. Yeah. What are they like?
Seahorses.
Swans.
Flamingos. Swans.
Swans.
Cardinals.
Cranes.
Mm-hmm.
Cranes mate for life, I believe. Okay.
So anyways,
there's a few of them. But, you know, all the young kids, we all go through this. We all went through
this.
It's
not nature.
It's not nature. But as we get a little bit older, we start to understand that it's really difficult. I told you, I had two friends.
Yes, emotionally, it's very difficult.
Yes.
Like, in theory, if you're just looking at something on a piece of paper, sure.
Looks great.
Makes sense.
Sex with everybody.
Yes.
Attached to nobody. Yeah.
Exactly.
Put zero effort in, get laid a lot.
Right.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just watch one season of Seeking Sister Wives and see how that goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? There is no one has ever been on Seeking Sister Wives for two seasons in a row. You want to know why? Because they can't get anybody to sleep with them. It all turns into a big fucking mess.
Yes.
It's hard to do.
Very
it's
hard.
Really hard to do. And now I appreciate that the generation, a couple generations below us, they're trying really hard to redefine what sexuality is.
You know?
And listen, if they...
Maybe they're the ones that'll do it.
Yeah, maybe they're the ones that'll do it. Who knows?
Figure it out.
Right? The Romans did it, I suppose.
Emotions get involved is the thing.
Yeah, that's the problem. Fucking emotions.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for my emotions, I'd be the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar company.
I mean, it's really hard to not be jealous, I think, or mad if the person that you are in love with is sleeping with other people.
I can think of people that I disliked
like
while I was
time.
Dating that I didn't want to see sleeping with other people. Like, it just didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was like I don't know, there's something there. You're attached by something, and it's really hard to let that go.
You're sharing your deep, dark secrets and the moments of, you know, the late night, and then boom.
She's fucking someone else. We had friends that tried this,
mm-hmm.
and they were hippy, dippy, shippy pippies. Like, they were like, oh, my love is boundless, and my dick is boundless, and my semen goes everywhere.
Right.
It's all in the ethos, bro.
Yeah.
Right? And so what they did was, cool. You know, they were a shining example of polyamory for about a fucking month.
Right.
And then they almost got a divorce. They spent 9 months in therapy and they swore it off forever. And these were the people that were going to do it. If someone was going to do it, these were the people.
That's true.
But the first time he brought a girl home, right, because the rule was we don't need to know what you're doing specifically when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be in a relationship, like if it just moves beyond sex, if you're going to be in a relationship, that has to be introduced to the other person.
Right. There has to be approval.
He brought a girl home. She was like, cool, no problem. You know, probably because she saw no threat whatsoever that she was going to be taken away. She brought a dude home and it was game fucking over. He was melted. He was like, I can't take it.
No.
You're driving me crazy with all this sex. It's done.
It's complicated.
And let's just take a look at who the polyamorous people are. Adam the liar. Again, I hope you're the one that figures it out.
Absolutely.
Whoever is out there.
Again,
I'm just sharing with you my personal experiences and my experience watching Seeking Sister Wives.
I was completely okay with, because at this point I had a whole bunch of problems in the relationship as well. So we decided there was a...
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
At this point...
He dumped her.
Yeah.
She dumped him.
She dumped him.
She dumped
and
him.
Then he said, I didn't like you anyways.
I had so many problems with the relationship.
I didn't like you anyways.
Yeah. The least of which was that all those dicks you were sucking. I don't want you to worry about it. I was cool with that. I was cool with that.
Yeah.
But I had some problems with the relationship.
Right.
You couldn't put the dishes away. So you're not breaking up with me. I'm breaking up with you, really. It's mutual, right? Can we say that? Can we tell everybody else that? Mind if I start a YouTube channel?
A great mutual decision for us to move on. Unfortunately, after a few months, this guy giving her lots and lots of attention once she was dating him, it stopped. And he stopped putting the effort in. And in fact, he ended up moving to a different town. And that was it.
I mean, that is really stopping.
Yeah, that is really stopping. He moved away from her. It's probably because Adam wouldn't leave the two of them alone. Adam kept on showing up. Can I join? I'm ready to be polyamorous again.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is too funny.
Yeah, this is Adam putting the shine on.
And then after a few months, the guy moved to another town.
Yeah.
Boom. And take that, girl.
And then she came back to me, but I wouldn't have her.
Exactly.
My turn. How does it feel when the shoe's on the other foot? I will take you back, but just not right now. Let me bask in the glow. Let me make a video real quick, and then we'll get back together.
Up moving to a different town, and that was it. Their entire relationship collapsed. And I know this because she reached out to me a little while later and was like, hey, I was wondering if we can hang out. And at that point, I wasn't interested because I'd already moved on.
Got it.
This is something that happens to women often. Guys are very, very willing to put effort in at the beginning of the relationship, and then after a while, it peters out.
Stock photography is killing me.
Stock video of the guy. They're in a field, and it's a girl and a guy on a bench in like a meadow.
Yeah.
And they just showed the guy getting up and leaving.
The backs are to us, so they're in this beautiful meadow on this beautiful bench, and then the guy just gets up and walks away. That's Adam walking away from the girl after she says, he moved out of town. I'm crushed. Do you want to get back together? No. I'm going to go change the point of view on the camera. I'll be right back.
And the reason I'm not really worried about someone I'm dating kind of losing interest in me is because the effort doesn't end with me. If I care about somebody, I'm going to continue to put that effort in forever.
I'm going to stalk
them
like
crazy. Forever is a long time. Yeah. You're going to have to get the police involved to get rid of me.
That's really putting effort in.
That's what it is.
And the best dating coaches know this, that the key to a good
dating coaches. Is he counting himself amongst
them? I think so.
Okay, just checking.
Relationship comes from sustained effort and energy over time. Now, does that get draining? Hell yeah, it does.
I love when people start answering their own questions. You know, I love that.
Do I like it when people answer the questions?
No.
Hell yeah.
No. Do I ask a lot of my own questions? Yes. Are you watching this video because you're desperate? Of course you are. Would you please like and subscribe? No, you won't. Now, does that get draining? Yes. Watching you, Adam, it does get draining. Yes.
Is that tiring? Heck yeah, it is. But if you care about the other person, the effort has to maintain. I can't tell you how many students I've seen that come to
students.
There's that fucking word again. You know, that drives me crazy.
I mean, what university is he peddling?
But what drives me crazy is the fact that he even has students. Like, that drives me crazy. How they don't see through this cheap-ass bullshit is beyond me.
Yeah, well, I mean, students, quote-unquote, could be those same people that we saw before that looked paid.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The seven people in the back of the hotel room.
Yes, they look like they were paid.
That obviously
look
disinterested.
Relationship's falling apart. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, do you go on dates? And they go, no. I was like, do you spend time? They're like, well, I'm too busy.
You know. Go on dates? No.
What am I supposed to do?
Whoa.
What?
Wait
what?
A second. Wait, back up. Are you asking me if I go on dates? Yes, you are. Are you saying I should go on dates? I thought that's what I heard. Are we answering our own questions now? Yes, we should.
Working on my business or playing video games, and they're always ignoring their partner to go and do these other things.
Hey, honey, you want to go to dinner? No, get out of my way. I'm playing a video game.
Fortnite. Hey, honey, you want to tap this ass? No, Super Mario Brothers. Although I'd like to say that's not something that happens, I'm sure it does.
True.
Continued effort into your partner, that relationship is going to end. So your job in a relationship is to maintain the effort. And then there are guys that, you know, they'll meet me and be like, oh, you're polyamorous.
And by effort, do you mean boner?
How do you handle dating multiple women? I'm like, well, it's very simple. I take the same amount of effort I would put into a regular relationship.
Very simple.
It's very
obviously
simple.
He's not in a polyamorous relationship.
No, of course I'm not. Are you asking me if I'm actually in a polyamorous relationship? No.
How do you do it? I don't.
I don't. It's very simple.
It's just an idea I've had.
I take all the energy and effort I would have to putting into one woman, and I put it into no women. There. I'm not saying I'm polyamorous currently. I'm saying I would be if I had a girlfriend.
Put it into lots of different relationships. The same amount of effort I put to make it sustain, to put the energy in, to help it out there. And that comes at an expense, right? It means that I'm not up to date.
All these ladies are very expensive to keep on the payroll.
With TV shows, it means that I don't see movies very often. It means that I do not play video games at all.
What are you doing with the women, there are too? Like, I mean, I know Jeff and I watch shows together and go to movies.
Well, you can't do that when you're polyamorous, apparently. You have to put in, I don't know what you do. It all sounds very draining.
Well, you're going to escape rooms and bowling.
When you're going to escape rooms and bowling, it takes up a large majority of your time. Forget about going to television shows, eating, taking showers. It's all out the window when you're polyamorous.
Number of sacrifices that have to be made in order to make energy and effort to be able to maintain the relationships. But I prefer it. I would rather have an evening hanging out with Eve and cooking, or you know, listening to her talk about the garden or whatever it is that we're going to do.
The garden.
Eve is her name, and she talks about her garden. Of course she does.
Hey, Adam. Let me tell you about my day in the garden.
Hey, the carrots are growing. That's awesome, babe. I'm putting in work right now, listening to your dribble about the garden. We're missing 90 Day Fiancé for this? Holy shit. I gotta rethink my life choices.
The garden.
Do anything else on this planet. There is nothing else I would rather do.
Like, how long can you talk about the garden?
I know. I mean, what is there to talk about? Doesn't that shit grow slowly? I mean, it's not like, I was in the garden today and two cucumbers popped right into my head. Shot up out of the ground.
Now, that would be worth talking about.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
But it doesn't happen that way.
The soybeans went crazy. They were having a party. I thought I saw the eggplants doing blow. There were a bunch of tomato strippers. Got out of control. Juice was flying everywhere. They were literally spreading seed everywhere.
To just spend more time with her, right? It's a no-brainer. So that's the key. In fact, I think my only issue is I don't get enough time with her because she's got other things she has to do, right? I would give her even...
The only key is she doesn't want to spend time with me.
Adam! Literally, I mean, can you go away for a little while? I need to, like, actually do some stuff.
Yeah, Adam, the garden's not that exciting, bud. You don't have to stay here all night long.
Appreciate you asking about it.
Yeah, appreciate you asking about it. And we're not even dating, Adam. You're just the guy who waters my plants. I'm here for it, babe. I'm here for it. Tell me more about the prunes.
More time if I could, because she's so awesome. She's my favorite person on the planet. But, you know, she's got a job and kids and all these other things.
Kids? What? Do you have kids? Or is it just her? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a job and kids. That's what she tells me.
That's right. That's what she's... Oh, so she says.
You go out tonight? No. Adam.
Hey, babe, I was hoping I could come over, cook you some food, and we could talk about the garden again.
Sorry, Adam. I'm having another child. I'm in labor.
That's strange. You look fine yesterday.
I'm one of those people. I didn't know I was pregnant. I'm going to be on TLC. I'll be filming for a couple months. So,
we'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll talk later. Feel free to date whoever you are. Yeah,
We're polyamorous.
Oh, that sucks, babe. I was going to put some more time and energy into you.
Yeah, I'm all full up with time and energy and a kid, so I'll talk to you later.
All right, babe. Hope the ninth child comes out well.
Yeah, whatever. Talk to you soon. She's had 9 kids in 9 months. It's really strange.
But that's the key. The key is knowing that you have to put in sustained effort and it can't end. And so many guys don't get this. Now, another element is guys don't understand what effort is. So they think that effort is begging, or doing things for somebody, right? They're like, well, you know, oh, please, can we?
There's a couple things going on here. First of all, the stock video.
Stock photography is awesome.
Once again.
Yeah, it's just great.
There's a couple. And that didn't even really correspond with what he was saying.
No.
Like, the girl hit him.
Yeah, she like threw flowers at him. Yeah. And then he's saying, like, some guys think energy is begging? What?
Please, can I come over and talk about your garden?
Well, I tried.
Oh my God. Begging.
He's just making this shit up as he goes along.
I mean, I think he's got personal experience with this, is what it is.
I think he's putting a shine on all of the regular things about a relationship that suck, right? He's never been broken up with because he's polyamorous. He's never had a bad day because he puts in a lot of effort. He's never played video games, but once in a while I play video games. He's just like, yeah, this is what these guys do.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, you know, let me do this for you. I'll do that for you. Oh, I do so much for you. They don't understand that actually putting effort in comes down to three simple things.
As he puts up two fingers.
Three comes up to things.
Two separate three fingers.
It comes down to number one, spend quality time together. That means you and them spending time just together, doing things together.
Okay, I'm with you. That's the first piece of actual advice you've given that I can agree with. Yeah.
Two, laughing together. Laughter triggers a chemical known as oxytocin, which is the bonding chemical that is also released during sex.
If you're she might be laughing at him.
Yeah, why do I have a feeling that girls that sleep with you get a double dose of oxytocin? Oxycontin, I didn't know you could get that from laughing.
Hanging out with somebody and you two are laughing consistently, then that is going to stop bonding you. And then lastly, you have to talk about sex. If you just do the first two things, you're just going to end up being best friends.
Let's talk about
there has
sex,
to be
baby.
Deep, yeah. Intense Let's discussions about sex and sexuality.
Wait, deep discussions about sex and sexuality? I don't get this one.
Yeah.
I don't understand where this one comes from. I mean, of course, you have to talk about sex.
Yeah.
But is that the one thing that's going to, of all the three important things in a relationship, is talking deeply about sex really one of them? Do you think?
Well,
or having sex is one of them. Yeah.
Talking about it, having it, laughing. Yeah. I mean, these are all good things, but I don't think Adam's done it.
Yeah. Does Chrissy think I've gotten laid? No, she does not. Have I gotten laid? No, I have not.
And then if we add in that little element I spoke about, holding hands, which will help build up that escalation,
I mean, he should have started off the whole
you're
video by saying someone broke up with him.
Yeah, that's what he should have said.
He tried all this stuff.
Yeah, I just got dumped in, so I'm a little hurt.
He should have started off by saying, I'm in these super successful relationships.
Polyamorous.
But he can't say it.
That's right.
He had to bring up the example that was the ex.
Because because I just don't see Adam as the guy who's navigating polyamory real well.
In a situation where you're kind of just friends and nothing's really going on, you're almost always going to end up in a very sexual situation with somebody who is absolutely incredibly and awesome, and the effort continues. So you've got to put effort in, and remember that effort is quality time, laughter, discussions about sex, and holding hands. You do this and everything.
And holding hands in the end.
It's the holding hands part that got me.
That's right.
Why my last marriage failed. Yeah, I forgot to hold hands.
It's going to be great. Thanks for watching the video. I've got a very special gift that I'd like to give you as a way of saying thank you for taking the time to enjoy this content. This is an ebook that you can get completely for free.
Oh, an ebook. They were giving those away back in 2004, I think. Oh my God, I love Adam. Adam's our new muse.
He really is.
He's our new muse.
He really is. I hope he's got more videos about some different things, different topics.
Chrissy.
I mean, he started off social media, but now it's gone into dating.
I know.
Navigating the friend zone.
I was traveling last night.
Traveling would be a next thing that he could go
traveling
into.
With your date? Traveling with your ladies?
Okay, because he traveled, remember, to move.
Oh, yeah.
To get out of the friend zone.
He moved to a different country to get out of the friend zone. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he did.
He needs to do travel vlogs.
Yes.
Cooking vlogs. He go the way of Frankie B.
Exactly.
If your videos aren't working, just start diversifying. That's how you do it. That's the Frankie B way.
Yes.
Oh, it makes me miss Frankie B.
I know.
It makes me want just one more really good dating video from Frankie B. But I don't think we're going to get it. I think Frankie's might be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that channel is going to go the way of the Dodo Bird. Yeah. We never got a hold of him. I never tried, but.
Brian, you got to put in the effort.
I got to put in the effort.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm too busy cleaning up dog shit out of the back of my car to put up effort. Oh my gosh. Okay, here's two things I want to tell you about. Chrissy and I are going to have on occasion once a month random topic TCB. So we want you to send in a random topic. You don't need to explain it. You don't need to do anything to it. All I want you to do is literally send in a word or a topic that you think Chrissy and I can bullshit about for a period of time. And without any pre-instruction, Chrissy and I are going to do what we do best, fact, news, or fiction in 30 seconds or less. Yes. You can send that to 661-237-8296, 661, the word best, the number two, Y-O-Y-O. Also, we have the world's most foremost expert on pet psychics.
That's right.
We have a pet psychic coming in, and all that he needs is a picture and the name of your pet. A picture and the name of your pet. Send that to 661-237-8296. You can text it or you can go to tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and send us a message. And we'll make sure that we put that in the pile for our pet psychic. Also, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes a couple days after they air. Clips every day of the week. Morgan's doing a great job. It's a whole new show when you watch it on YouTube. I promise. I'm not bullshitting you on this one. It is fantastic. Thank you, Morgan. Thanks to Will the Champ. Thanks to Marianne. Thanks to everybody. Chrissy, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, from our brand new microphones, we must say,
bye. Bye.